Until last week, the Navy has always insisted the extremely low-frequency radar transmissions from sites in Wisconsin and Upper Michigan were crucial links in communicating with nuclear submarines deep in the world's oceans. Now, Navy spokesperson Stephen Davis says the subs will get those messages from the less powerful, very low-frequency, or VLF, sites in 12 places around the world.
The VLF, the very low-frequency architecture, can replace ELF and still provide the required communications capabilities for the submarine force.
But John LaForge of the group NukeWatch said recently at the Fighting Bob Fest that the VLF transmitters were being used before ELF was built.
It's been around 25 years, and they've been communicating with the subs using that all this time. There are six or seven ways to communicate with subs, and we've always said that ELF was unnecessary. VLF isn't the reason.
LaForge says it will take some digging to find the real reason the Navy is scrapping the project. He doesn't think it's a money-saving move. He says the annual $13 million operating budget is pocket change when compared to the entire defense budget. He'd like to think two decades of protests at the site finally convinced the Navy to close it. But whatever the reason, his group plans to be present when the transmitter is turned off at the end of the month.
We're going to be there at noon on the 30th with a Gauss meter, which is a device that measures electromagnetic radiation just to make sure they really do shut it down.
He also says the group will carefully monitor the Navy's plans to dismantle the antenna over the next 3 years. He says many of the 600 telephone poles that make up the system are in wetland areas that could be damaged in the process of removing them. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.